Radio Prague News.
The police trade unions are preparing to send a petition to police officers calling for the resignation of Interior Minister Radek Jon. The Czech Republic's industrial output rose by 10.5% last year. The investment groups Penta and E-Invest have agreed to a deal to help Czech lottery firm Sazka. The police trade unions are preparing to send a petition to police officers calling for the resignation of Interior Minister Radek Jon, the Daily Lidové Noviny reported on Monday, saying the petition would be sent out when austerity measures slashing police salaries by 10% came into effect. Milan Škěpánek, the head of the Czech Republic's independent police trade union, said the Interior Minister had not secured enough funds for salaries or operational costs. Due to the cuts, the police will, on average, make 3,000 crowns less per month. Their income was also lowered last year, when some regional police headquarters stopped paying extra for overtime as well as risk bonuses. Mr. Jon has countered his critics by saying that he is the first minister to suffer such a reduced budget. This year, the Interior Ministry received 52.9 billion crowns, almost 7 billion crowns less than a year ago. The Czech Republic's industrial output rose by 10.5% in 2010, according to government figures released on Monday. In December 2010, industrial production rose by 12.7% year-on-year. The automotive industry, together with metalworking and machinery production, were the major factors in the surge. The previous year, industrial output was down by 13.6%. Analysts said revived foreign demand, particularly in neighboring Germany, worked as a boost for the Czech economy. Two private investment groups have offered a lifeline to Czech lottery giant Sazka, facing an insolvency claim after failing to make a bond payment in January. The dominant Czech lottery operator said on Monday that it had agreed to take on Penta Investments and E-Invest as financial partners. They will take operating control of the company and a share of future profits. Sazka is owned by the Czech sports unions, which use profits to fund sports in the country. The head of the sports unions, Pavel Kotan, said on Monday the firm would provide Sazka with full financial stability, while E-Invest head Martin Ulča confirmed the company was ready to invest what was needed in order to end, as soon as possible, insolvency proceedings against the lottery firm. The number of cars registered to Czech drivers inched closer to 4.5 million in 2010, with 61,180 vehicles added to the overall total in the country's register. The number of cars listed, both new and second-hand, would have been higher, but was tempered by the thousands of vehicles that were written off or sold abroad the same year. According to the statistics, the average age of cars on Czech roads was 13.7 years. I'm Jan Wellinger, and that's the news.